And now a highlight from Animal Radio on iHeartRadio.
My cats are my family. They're my children. And yeah, I've had that conversation with my cats about catnip. And if you have cats, you should have that conversation too with it. This new book just came across my desk. It's How to Talk to Your Cat About Gun Safety and Abstinence, Drugs, Satanism, and Other Dangers That Threaten Their Nine Lives. And I figured, why not get the author on? Hey, Zachary, how are you doing? Zachary Auburn joining us.
I am well, thank you.
So now tell us about the book and what inspired you to write it.
What inspired me to write it was, I mean, I look at the state of America, I look at the state of our cats, and I see a nation and cats in crisis.
You do?
Yes.
I've been saying that for years, and I'm glad there's somebody that
we knew
that
this day was coming.
Yeah.
You know, modern cats, I think they're facing a real spiritual and cultural crisis, and they need our help, and they need our guidance. I wrote this book so it could be the light that leads our cats out of these dark, dark times. I know cats can see in the dark, but still...
What is the most troubled you've seen a cat?
We get a lot of letters from pet owners looking for advice. There was one about a cat named Professor Fluffy Face who had fallen on hard times. He had become addicted to catnip.
I heard really about that. Yeah.
Had gotten to some really dark places, letting strange men pet him for money. earn money for catnip. It was a sad situation.
It is. It's not laughable, Dr. Debbie, and you of all people should know this.
I know, but I'm wondering what is the biggest catastrophe that you see coming?
I think probably the rise of just the godless culture in America. It undermines the faith of our cats, and it makes it so much easier that they would succumb to premarital sex, to Satanism, to drug use. To poor, gun safety habits. really, the foundation of my book is teaching your cats to be, responsible, hardworking pets to help make America great.
Dr. Debbie, I don't think you're taking this very seriously.
I'm trying to grasp the whole concept of how cats have gun concerns because they don't have little opposable thumbs.
That's the thing, Dr. Debbie. That's the thing, is they don't have the control of the opposable thumbs. You put a gun in their hand and it is dangerous, dangerous, dangerous.
Now, if you don't believe it, I would say go do a Google search for a man named Joseph Stanton, who was recently shot by his cat.
What are you guys, ladies? This is not funny.
We talked about that on show. I'd have to say that, maybe this all goes back down to the root family. Anytime we talk about inner city crime or, young mothers, out of wedlock, is it the way you're raising them? So do we need to turn this back on the pet owner, on the cat owner, and saying, have you raised your cat right?
I do think that's very important. So many cat owners I talk to, they don't bring their cats to church. They don't pray with their cats. And how can you expect to raise, a cat who's a hardworking, productive member of society, who has good morals, who has good, strong ethics, if they're not exposed to the teachings of Christ?
So I should go ahead and just leave my Bible open just so my cat can just randomly look at the pages when it wants
to? Yeah, I mean, what we recommend, the best thing you can do for your cats, get a bunch of Bibles, spread them out on the table or on the floor. Cats love laying on books, on paper, and that way they can absorb the wisdom of Jesus just by laying on the books.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. That didn't work for me in college so much. I tried that where I'd fall asleep with my head on the textbook, but I woke up and I still didn't know anything more than I fell asleep.
You know what? Are there any signs we should be looking for in our cats to know that something's going awry and we need this book here?
There, it really depends on what you are worried about the issue. If you're worried that your cat is turning to Satanism, you might want to check the litter box to make sure they're not scratching satanic runes into their litter box.
Okay.
To make sure they haven't dyed themselves black to be more goth.
Yeah.
With drugs, it can just be erratic behavior. If you find needles stashed behind their cat tower, stuff like that. It's really. There's a lot of dangers for our cats, so you really, you can't just issue a blanket statement of look out for this.
I just want to know if my cats, because what are the odds? I have so many cats, and one of them
How many cats do you have?
Last count, around a dozen.
God bless you. That is, yeah. That is wonderful.
And I don't know. I would assume that one of them has turned to the dark side. I mean, statistically. Is catnip even really an option at all at this point? I mean, should they?
Should we allow it?
Is that like a gateway drug?
It is 100% a gateway drug. You know, by giving your cats catnip, you're basically saying it's okay to do crack, to do heroin, you know, anything.
Okay. Well, I'm going to give out a couple of copies of your book here. I encourage you, if you don't get through, you definitely want to go to Amazon, to your local bookstore, and order this book up. Is Grumpy Cat, would you say he got mixed up into drugs? Why is he grumpy all the time? Is it something on the dark side, right?
I think, you know, it could just be that he's, you know, unhappy about the direction of America. You know, I don't begrudge him his expression. You know, there are many days when I wake up and I read the newspaper and I'm grumpy too, so...
Okay, the book is called How to Talk to Your Cat About Gun Safety, Abstinence, Drugs, Satanism, and Other Dangers That Threaten Their Nine Lives. The author, Zachary Auburn. Pick it up right now. Thank you, Zachary, for hanging today, and please keep us posted to all of your brand new books.
Will do. Thank you.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.